Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Crime, a local prosecutor says you might need to be held responsible. I'm John Doman.
Metro upping its service on the Yellow Line. This is Kyle Cooper.
Some lucky Prince George's County students pitching business ideas in a real-life shark tank. I'm Matt Koufax.
Nats lose to Philadelphia. The O's are in San Francisco tonight. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. It's a horrific scene in eastern India's Odisha state where rescue workers have tried often in vain to save lives after a catastrophic train wreck. Nearly 300 people have been killed, almost 1,000 injured. The BBC's Divya Arya says not only recovery crews looking for victims, repair crews are trying to get the railroad running again.
17 coaches were derailed in this collision. They were literally strewn on the tracks. So it's going to be a difficult and time-consuming task to clear the tracks, repair them, and then restore the traffic. It's a very heavy route that links Kolkata in the east to Chennai in the south.
GOP presidential hopefuls have been speaking at the political roast and ride event in Des Moines, giving their pitches to voters for next year's Iowa caucuses. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
When I was governor, I passed one of the toughest illegal immigration laws in the country. We did a mandatory E-Verify program that said every business had to show that the people they hired were here legally. We will do a national E-Verify program. We will defund sanctuary cities once and for all.
The deal to avoid a national default also has candidates talking. Here's CBS's Christiane Benavides.
The deal, harshly criticized by some in both the right and left, has been a hot topic for GOP hopefuls out on the campaign trail, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The nation was careening towards bankruptcy prior to that debt deal. And the nation is still careening towards bankruptcy after that debt deal.
Turkey's President Erdogan has been sworn in for another term. Here's the BBC's Moira Alderson.
The ceremony in Parliament in Ankara was held nearly a week after he defeated the joint opposition candidate Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu in a runoff. Mr. Erdogan has dominated Turkish politics for 20 years, first as Prime Minister, then as President. His brand of nationalist, socially conservative politics, rooted in Islam, has endeared him to his base, but critics accuse him of increasing authoritarianism and economic mismanagement.
Birth rates have bottomed out for one segment of the population, and they're rising for another. Here's CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
The teen birth rate in the U.S. fell to a historic low last year, dropping 3% from 2021. That's according to new data from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. It also showed a 2% decline for younger women ages 20 to 24. Meanwhile, birth rates rose for women 35 to 44 years old.
The Atlantic hurricane season's first named storm is now a remnant. The National Hurricane Center says Arlene went from tropical storm to depression to remnant. In a matter of hours, it's out in the Gulf and weakening. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 9:03, Saturday, June 3rd, 2023. Scattered showers tonight, 64 headed down to 57. Good evening, I'm Dick Giuliano. Top local stories we're following this hour. The lawyer for the so-called shopping cart killer suspect, Anthony Eugene Robinson, has asked a judge to delay an August trial because he's yet to receive a mental health evaluation to determine whether Robinson was insane when he allegedly killed two women in the Harrisonburg, Virginia area in 2021. As first reported on WTOP, defense attorney Louis Nagy is weighing an insanity defense and could argue his client was not guilty by reason of insanity in the deaths of 54-year-old Beth Redman of Harrisonburg and 39-year-old Tanita Smith of Charlottesville. In September 2022, Robinson was indicted on two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Redman and Smith and two counts for hiding their bodies. With both youth crime and truancy up around the region, a local prosecutor says families and communities are not fulfilling their responsibilities.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says too many kids aren't in school where they belong and that she plans to launch an initiative to change that. But she says youth crime and truancy are all problems that start at home.
Parents play a vital role, not only in the safety and security of their children, but also the safety and security of our community.
But she says most of the time, if a child is out breaking the law,
there is no mechanism for me to then hold the parent responsible criminally.
She plans to meet with state lawmakers who say maybe that has to change.
The law should reflect the level of importance that parents play in their child's life.
John Dome in WTOP News.
If you ride Metro's Yellow Line, there's good news starting tomorrow.
More frequent service for Yellow Line riders. Trains serving the Yellow Line will arrive every 8 minutes all day, open to close. Ridership has rebounded on the Yellow Line, up 20% following an eight-month closure for construction to rehabilitate the Yellow Line tunnel and bridge. Since reopening a few weeks ago, customers have taken more than a million trips on the Yellow Line, which operates between Huntington and the Mount Vernon Square stations. Metro says Yellow Line customers will enjoy less crowded trains and shorter waits, on average 4 minutes. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Jamaica Love has resigned as chief diversity officer at the Virginia Military Institute. She's been on the job less than 2 years, appointed after a report found VMI had failed to address institutional racism and sexism. She's leaving amid a debate among alumni over the school's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Some alumni have criticized the direction the school is taking, calling the efforts woke or on par with critical race theory. But others say they are crucial for training cadets for the real world and are aligned with the U.S. military's goals. A real-life Shark Tank event was hosted by the Prince George's County Police Department for young business leaders of tomorrow.
They're all winners just to even be here today.
Prince George's County Police Corporal Nashawn Taylor is the director of the department's Young Entrepreneurs Program.
I am so happy to be able to have another outlet, another option, you know, for them to do to be successful in their future.
At Friday's Shark Tank event, a select group of students, like fourth grader Paxton Bowden, pitched ideas to other community members.
Oh, it meant everything to me. Like, I just want to get it out there.
Paxton's idea for healthy Lunchables for students in the county was just one of several that Corporal Taylor says will help propel the next generation into the future.
Everybody's here. I'm getting recorded. And I get to have my business, like, shout it out.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
A case of measles has been confirmed in Montgomery County. Health officials are urging anyone who may have been exposed to monitor for possible symptoms, especially high fever, red watery eye, or a rash. Measles symptoms typically develop 7 to 21 days after exposure. Coming up after traffic and weather, as many as 38% of Americans are financially struggling. 908.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Steve Dresner is in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And Dick, good evening. Starting off in Virginia, new incident on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway after the exit for Route 7. Crash activity slowing things down to the left, getting you by, not affecting the flow over on the inner loop side. Otherwise, we're in good shape on 66. No current problems to report over on 395 or I-95 in the district. We're very slow. Southbound 395 freeway, we're finding delays basically from the 3rd Street Tunnel down towards the 14th Street Bridge. Traffic also a bit slow. Northbound on DC 295, volume delays Pennsylvania Avenue up to the area of Benning Road. In Maryland, quiet on the Beltway in both directions. We're doing okay throughout Montgomery County and Prince George's County. We're jammed up northbound side over on the BW Parkway. You'll find delays starting at 410 in Riverdale. Heading past 193, things will loosen up on the northbound side once you're north of Route 32. And again, that's all volume. No incidents to report. 95 doing well between the two beltways and traffic moving nicely on 270 and on Route 50. And currently at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, we have three lanes open westbound, two available eastbound with no problems in either direction. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
And now 27 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
All right, watching a few showers across the region. Most of this staying well to the west of the district. We can't rule out a stray shower, maybe a sprinkle or two here in the district within the next couple of hours, but most of this activity looks to come to an end by around midnight. Then we're looking at mostly cloudy and dry conditions as this weak front pushes on through. By tomorrow morning, we're looking at cloudy skies but cooler conditions to start your day. Upper 50s, lower 60s as you're heading out the door for maybe some early morning mass or brunch activities. Don't worry, though. Sunshine does return, and we're looking at nothing but sunshine, temperatures in the 70s, and a nice cool northeast breeze, keeping things nice and pleasant on your Sunday afternoon. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
It sounds nice. 64 right now outside the WTOP studios. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Kimberly Adams.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. What's happening with our budgets? The combination of soaring inflation and job loss is doing a 1-2 punch to our wallets. According to a Census Bureau survey, more Americans are struggling now than in the immediate aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. Bloomberg senior editor Alex Tanzi.
What share of adults are living in a household that are experiencing difficulty to pay for usual household expenses? And it's up.
According to the survey, about 38.5% of American adults face difficulty in paying for usual home expenses. That's up from 34.4% a year ago and 26.7% during the same time period in 2021.
Some people are turning to family and friends, but also people are turning to credit cards, which isn't good because credit card interest rates on average are close to 21% now.
And with most analysts predicting a recession right around the corner.
Unfortunately, it's not looking too good. If people start losing their jobs in greater amounts, it could be quite bad.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Kimberly Adams on WTOP.
Straight ahead here on WTOP, psychotherapist Robbie Ludwig on the healing powers of summertime. It's 9/11.
In a competitive job market, it can be hard to get your foot in the door. That's why Arkfield is opening up its headquarters in Chantilly, Virginia for a cleared hiring event. If you're a cleared professional, join us on Tuesday, June 6th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. On the spot, contingent offers to qualified candidates will be made. Don't let uncertain times put your career on hold. Apply online to RSVP and learn more at arkfield.com/open house. That's arkfield.com/open house.
The internet can be an all-you-can-eat buffet for identity thieves.
Ugh, so full.
Too many maiden names.
And social security numbers.
Where'd you find those?
By the password bar. Can't miss them.
LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss by monitoring your credit and bank statements. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Waiting for the world to change. Yeah, waiting for the world to change. Hi, this is Lon Solomon, and these are the words of John Mayer's hit song by the same title. You know, John Mayer expresses a sentiment that I think a lot of us feel. We look at the world around us, and we lament all the wrong we see, and we yearn to see it all change. So what's the solution? I mean, is there really any hope that the world is going to change? Well, the answer is yes. The Bible says that the day is coming when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return and recondition this present world and establish a new world, one where righteousness dwells. Folks, this is the only real hope our world has, and it's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not a sermon, just a thought.
For more information, check out our website, notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
Well, coming up here on WTOP, the Nationals can't make it 2 in a row against the Phillies. They'll try again tomorrow. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
The WTOP Charity of the Month is the Hydrocephalus Association. Over 1 million Americans are living with an incurable condition that can only be treated with brain surgery. Hydrocephalus is caused by a buildup of fluid that puts pressure on the brain and can be developed by anyone from infants to seniors at any point in their lives. The Hydrocephalus Association provides resources and support to people as well as funding for critical research to find better treatment options and a cure. For more information, visit WTOP.com and search charities.
Gilbert worked in retail and restaurant management for 14 years. It was time for a change.
I recognized where I was at was vulnerable to the whims of the economy.
Then he heard about My Computer Career. Gilbert went for it.
In as little as 7 months, I got all of my certifications at a fraction of a cost for college.
He became an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
I can work from anywhere. I have more time for my family as well.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 9:15. I'm Dick Uliano. Thanks for being with us here on WTOP. Now that Memorial Day is behind us, it's almost time for summer. It begins June 21st. It's a time of gathering for barbecues, picnics, and vacations as we try soaking up every last bit of extra light to the sound of crickets and bullfrogs. What is it about this season that changes us? And does it have the power to heal? Earlier, WTOP's Hillary Howard asked psychotherapist Dr. Robbie Ludwig.
During the summer, we get into a vacation state of mind, and there's something about the sun, having our bodies more exposed to the elements and being more active, that really brings out the best in us. It increases our endorphins, and with the sunlight and more vitamin D, we really do have a boost in mood.
And when you talk to patients even, do you see that change? Is it palpable?
Yes, absolutely. I will have so many patients say to me, it's such a beautiful day. It really brings out the best in me. And especially since many people suffer from seasonal affective disorder, it is a real thing. And even if you don't have the disorder per se, being in the clouds and cloudy weather and cold weather, you know, people are more isolated. They tend to be more indoors. They're not as physical. They're eating more. They're hibernating. And so that doesn't bring out the feel good. There is something about summer that mentally just opens us ourselves up to being outside and connecting with others.
So we need to acknowledge, of course, some people absolutely hate this season because it's just too hot or it's too gross. How can they enjoy it more?
I think everyone needs to ask themselves, when do they feel their best self? And what can they do to recreate that in their everyday lives? So if you don't like the heat of the summer, try to stay in air conditioning when you can. Try to go out in the evening, dress comfortably, try to eat foods and drink things that help you stay as cool as possible. You know, listen, any extreme type of weather is difficult to manage, but I think there is something about allowing ourselves to be outside and to swim and to exercise that really does allow ourselves to experience our bodies and ourselves in a different way.
Psychotherapist Dr. Robbie Ludwig. Quick look at the top stories we're working on. With 2 days to spare, President Biden has signed legislation lifting the debt ceiling. YouTube changes policy to allow false claims about past U.S. presidential elections. And rescuers in India find no additional survivors from the massive train derailment. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Back to Virginia, Tyson's Corner area, dealing with a multi-vehicle crash on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway after the Route 7 exit. That's exit 47. As we're finding through our traffic camera, it is two to the left getting it by, and we're backed up to basically the toll road on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway in Virginia. Otherwise, traffic moving pretty well on 395 and 95. No current problems to report over on 66. In the district, very slow southbound 395 freeway. We may have an incident after the Case Bridge. We're seeing traffic backed up all the way right now to the 3rd Street Tunnel as we're viewing our Colbert Consulting traffic camera. DC 295 and I-295 currently traveling incident free. And in Maryland, we're dealing with one broken down on the westbound side of Route 15. right before you get to Route 301. Currently blocking the left lane, not seeing much as far as delays are concerned. We're in good shape on the Capitol Beltway throughout Montgomery County and Prince George's County, but finding delays northbound over on the BW Parkway. We're jammed up outside the Beltway all the way up to the area of Route 32. Basically all volume, no incidents to report. Traffic in decent shape currently on 270, no issues on Route 50 from the Beltway out to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Steve Drisner, WTOP Traffic.
Okay, Steve, and now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena. Mark.
Yeah, we have a few showers, mainly scattered in nature, just pushing out of south central PA towards the Maryland border this evening. Very light to moderate in nature. Some of these could make their way towards the northwestern suburbs, but before midnight, before all of this comes to an end. Overnight, this is all ahead of a cold front. It's going to push on through. By tomorrow morning, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures fall about 10 degrees to the upper 50s, lower 60s to start your day. While we will start cloudy tomorrow, sunshine does return. It's going to be an awesome day tomorrow. We have nothing but sunshine in the forecast and highs in the mid 70s. That dry air is going to feel comfortable as well. So get outside and enjoy. We have a nice gradual warming trend with the week ahead, with temperatures on either side of 80 degrees through next week. Unfortunately, no mention of rainfall. So that does mean that drought conditions are continuing to worsen and expand across the region. Right now, we're looking at temperatures pretty comfortable outside. We have 69 here in the district, 75 Leesburg, 74 down in Quantico.
Okay, Mark, and we have 63 outside the WTOP studios here in Chevy Chase. Brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted, same-day service, 7 days a week. Well, as Mark points out, it's a mostly cloudy night with a chance of showers, so you may not get to see it, but there is a full moon tonight. If it does peak between the clouds as they move through the sky, you might get a glimpse of it. Coming up here on WTOP, the National Mall, Rock Creek Park. No wonder D.C. is being recognized for its magnificent parks. We'll tell you all about it coming up, 9:21.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you see smoke on the horizon, you turn on WTOP.
Because WTOP is first with the news when seconds count.
Day or night, our reporters are live on the scene when news happens.
We're here in Delray.
Breaking news from Reston.
We're in Hyattsville.
So whether it's a fire or some other breaking story, you'll be up to date.
WTOP News. Everything you need, every time you listen.
It's 4 a.m., Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is WTOP News.
It's 9:23. D.C. has been rated the top city in the nation for public parks for the third straight year. The Trust for Public Land says the district scored high on a number of factors, including residential access to a park, a city's median park size, investment, and amenities, such as basketball hoops and dog parks. According to the nonprofit group's Park Score ranking, 99% of D.C. residents live near a park. And do you know what percent of the District of Columbia is parkland? It's more than 20%. The young bald eagles at the Dulles Greenway Nest in Leesburg just couldn't seem to catch a break this week.
First, a partial nest collapse on Monday sent Dulles Greenway bald eaglet DG4 tumbling to the ground, shaken but largely unhurt. Then Friday morning, it happened again. Terry Hoffman with the Dulles Greenway was notified and immediately checked the Eagle Cam.
And when I turned the camera on, couldn't believe how much of the nest had collapsed. And DG5 was just hanging on to like a small section of the nest.
DG4 appeared unhurt, and the two are now at a facility where they can work on their flight skills. DG5 seems to be doing just fine, with Bald Eagle Father Martin swooping in for regular feedings, although Hoffman said his team is on standby just in case. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Well, it's been kind of a rough day for the home teams, if you consider Francis Tiafoe losing at the French Open, also the Nats not being able to win against the Phillies today. Well, look, let's turn it over to Frank.
Sports at 25 and 55, powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Frank Hanrahan.
Hey, Dick, we got Nationals baseball falling to the Phillies 4-2 as Phillies actually snapping a five-game losing skid, and the Nats' bats went a little cold at the wrong time. They had scored 18 runs over their last two games, but only two runs earlier today at Nats Park. This game was tied at 2-2 in the sixth inning. Nats starter Mackenzie Gore giving up a solo homer as the Phillies also added a run in the eighth, and they get the win 4-2 series finale Sunday afternoon back at Nationals Park. Now, the Nationals have reportedly shut down World Series MVP Steven Strasburg. Remember, he was so great in 2019, got that big contract, but now there is fear that his career could be over. That's according to the Washington Post, because the team fears nerve damage could keep him from pitching ever again. Strasburg has not pitched in a game for the Nationals in almost a year. As you mentioned, real tough loss at the French Open for Hyattsville native Francis Tiafoe. He falls in four sets to Alexander Zverev. Tiafoe was serving 5-3 to push it to a fifth set in the fourth, but he got broke. Zverev comes back and wins in a tiebreaker, so Francis Tiafoe was out in the third round of the French Open. Still in, Coco Gauff advances on the women's side, three-set win. She's into the round of 16. MLS soccer right now, it's late going. DC United holding on to a one-zip lead at Inter Miami. Donovan Pines with a goal for DC in the 76th minute. At Audi Field, Washington Spirit racing Louisville tied up 1-1. That's in the 57th minute. Trinity Rodman, a goal early for D.C. WNBA Mystics fall at home to previously winless Minnesota. Final count 80-78. So the Mystics now 3-3 on this very young season. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Okay, Frank. And coming up, traffic and weather. In a quiet bill signing ceremony, President Biden ends the week of high-stakes negotiations over raising the government's debt limit.